Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Samach Tes, Sanhedrin 69b, pagination is 138. We're dealing with the idea of how young a man can be, to the point of being a boy, perhaps in description, and being able biologically to father a child. Now, in our time, we assume father-mother to be of a much greater age than was accepted as a possibility in past generations. To us, for example, a man at age 13 and a girl at age 12 getting married is foreign. We even have laws against such a thing. But clearly, in previous generations, perhaps influenced by the fact that their life expectancy was often much lower, but whatever the reason was, it did happen that people would wed at younger ages. You also have the contributing consideration that perhaps their maturity was greater at a younger age. In any case, the Gemara explores, is it possible for a child to be the parent of a child that's being born? The Gemara on the previous daf tells us of two opinions. Rav Chista says, Katam Shaholid, once a child fathers another child, so clearly such a thing could happen. And also the opinion of Rabba, three lines from the bottom on Samech Chesamid Beis, Katam Eino Molid, that a child under the age of bar mitzvah cannot father a child. And the Gemara tells us on today's daf, Samech Tes, on Amud Aleph, six lines down, Kitivua She'ena Shalo Hevia Shlish Dami. The concept of a child, according to Rabba, who says that it can't happen, is like grain that has not yet matured. In other words, everything's there, and if you give it time, it will come to maturity. But right now, it's not able to produce. It hasn't reached maturity. And that description would be the opinion of Eino Molid. Now, there is reason to believe that even the opinion that says Katan Eino Molid was only talking about rove majority cases. In other words, the norm is that a child cannot father and be a parent, but not that it could never happen, not that there were not abnormalities, not that there aren't people in an accelerated hormone stage that could father a child, even though they themselves are underage. Again, there's reason to believe that Katan Eino Molid was not a truism as much as it was a rove, a majority, a norm. That's the way normally would happen. What would happen if it did? So if you learned that it's impossible, so you'd have to look for another explanation how this child came to be, and you'd have to start wondering if there were some other relations. But if you understand Katan Eino Molid simply as a rove, as a majority, as a trend, so then it's easier to understand unusual cases. In case it's bothering you that there have been documented cases in our time where, according to the documentation, there was a boy under the age of 13 that fathered a child. So we will get to that in more depth, but just to address it so that we shouldn't lose anybody in our discussion, the Gemara acknowledges that there's something that changes. Nishtanu hativim is the expression. Times change, bodies change. Doros Rishonim, they were able to father children at early ages. Later generations might have some limitations, but clearly there are all kinds of factors. It could be climate, could be a factor. It could be which generation a person's in can be a factor, etc. In any case, whether it's norm or not norm for an underage child to father a child can be that machlokes. But, for example, the Rambam in the Laws of Ben Sora Romora, which is the title of our chapter in Gemara, Laws of Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, tells us that the time limitation of a ben soror umore, often translated as the wayward son, the child that's going off on a bad path and is prosecuted as such, the window for that to happen is einan ela shlosha chadoshim. It's only for 3 months. What is the logic of 3 months? Well, he has to be bar mitzvah. He has to be of age to be obligated in mitzvahs, to hold him liable for his behavior. And, says the Rambam, lefi she'efsher shetisaber ishto, we're considering a case where he would make his wife pregnant, v'yiye ubara nikur b'shlosha chadoshim, and the fetus would start being noticed. The woman would be showing as of 3 months, meaning the first trimester. She would be showing after 3 months. The Ne'emar and the Pasuk says, Ki yiyah le'ish ben soror umore, the father is having a son that's a soror umore, v'lo av soror umore. Not that he has someone who could potentially be a father, noted as a father, as a ben soror umore. So that the father in this situation has a son who's age 13, but once the child gets to 13 and 3 months, he's no longer relevant in the laws of ben soror umore, because at that age, he could already be noticed as being a father, as having fathered a child. The logic here clearly is that the basic age of fathering a child, whether he did have a wife or didn't have a wife, whether he had relations or didn't have, but capable of being a father that's noted as a father, would be 13 and 3 months. We do not consider the possibility that younger than that he could have fathered a child. That's not the norm. The norm is from age 13, he's reached maturity to be able to father a child, and by 3 months later, had he done so, he would be noted as the father, and that would disqualify him from the wording of the pasuk, ben soror umore, because at that point, he would already be called av, a father. The Gemara on Amid Beis, which is what I'd like to focus on in the text of today's daf, is on the last of the small lines, V'doros harishonim minalan de'olid. The Gemara posits that earlier generations, they were able to have children at age 9, possibly earlier. Now, we should take note that even if we accept that you can't father a child until age 13, but it is recognized in Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch that from age 9, bi'aso bi'a, it's considered an act of relations. Younger than age 9, as immoral and improper as things may be, and if such a thing was happening, it would be very serious for a variety of other reasons. But in terms of relations, younger than age 9 is not considered the active male organ. Once it's age 9, it's considered active, but the norm to father a child would be age 13. Again, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says that fathering a child could and did happen at earlier times in earlier generations. How do you know? We have a fascinating proof. Midichsiv, the pasuk says, Halozos bas sheva bas eliyom. This is bas sheva. This is the story of David and bas sheva. She was the daughter of Eliam. And on the next line, we're told, Eliam ben Achitophel. Her father, Eliam, was the son of Achitophel. Now, Bathsheba's son, through David, was Shlomo. That means that we have four generations that we're talking about. Achitophel, a grandfather. Eliam, his son. Bathsheba, his Eliam's daughter, and Bathsheba's son is Shlomo. So Shlomo is a great-grandson of Achitophel. Once we have that information, we have the pieces that we need in order to appreciate the Gemara's insight, because Achitophel died when he was 33. He was a very wise advisor. He advised all kinds of things that were successful, but he did something terrible in advising Avshalom, the son of David, in the rebellion against his father. Achitophel killed himself at the age of 33. Shlomo, at that time, was age 7. If we take 7 off of 33, so we're left with 26. You have to take off 2 years for the three generations. What you're left with is 24 years for three generations to have children. And the result, mathematically, is that each one is happening at age 8. And that in this particular family, in this particular application, they were marrying at very young ages and successfully having children. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.